Patrick Harker. A pleasure to have you on, Patrick. Three policymakers voting for a hike. I believe that is the largest dissent against a new Fed chair since 1970. How significant is it?
Well, I think it's very significant. And you also have the non-voters, the other presidents, who I know at least a few of them most likely were for a hike as well. Look, the chair used the word resolute a lot, and it's a fine word. But resolve is measured in votes, not adjectives. And
that doesn't give me any comfort, does it you? Because if you're watching this video, you're a home buyer trying to figure out where mortgage rates are going to go. You could be a realtor trying to explain this to your clients. Or maybe you bought that house, you married the house, and dated the rate. So today we're going to explain to you guys what in the world's going to go on with mortgage rates today. Then we're going to take a look at next week's economic calendar. There's not that much there, but we're going to see where mortgage rates are projected to go from there and further. So folks, my name is Dan Friel. I'm the host of the Rate Update. I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. I also have my forecast at the end. Then I have a whole bunch of tools, free tools for you out there if you're a home buyer, homeowner, even realtors out there. So as a mortgage advisor, I like to start each day when I come in. I like to start my day with the chart. And this one isn't looking any good. So if you're new to my channel, all you have to understand is that number right up through there. If it's red, that's bad news. The bigger the number, well, the bigger the adjustment. So a minus 21 is going to push up rates a little bit today. But let's look at the economic calendar for today. Let's look at this week because we had the Federal Reserve come in. We also had inflation coming in yesterday, lower than they expected. So what direction's rates going to take today? So the first thing that we want to go is here's where mortgage rates are. If you want to go to this channel, I'll have it show you how to get there at the end of this. But mortgage rates today on the 30-year fix are starting the day at 6.77. But let's get over to this. Here's what the Federal Reserve, here's what they monitor. And they control that rate right over through there. That's the federal funds rate. All it is if you're one bank and need money from another bank, that's the interest rate you pay. We don't pay that rate. But if that rate goes up, well, the banks are going to pass that increase on to us. But here's what they look at. They look at the inflation number, the PCE, that came out yesterday, and they look at the unemployment rate. Okay, so this is what they're looking at. The unemployment rate came in last week. It's at 4.2. It's coming in next week as well. I'm not seeing any shocks there. We're going to keep watching that. But here's the number that they're looking at. If you look at just here, right at the edge of this, well, this Wednesday, the Federal Reserve came out and said they're not going to do anything with rates. And then the next day, the PCE number actually dropped. It was at 4.1. Now it's at 3.7. So you're thinking, okay, well, why would the Federal Reserve increase rates if inflation's going down? Well, let's get over to it. Here's what's happening. In the markets, I'm saying the markets are actually doing this for the Federal Reserve. So let's look at where numbers have been. And I'm saying all this inflation that we're getting right now is from oil. I'm going to show you my point. Let me know down below what you think, if you think I'm crazy or maybe if I'm on to something. But right through here, before the Iranian conflict, let's take a snapshot of that. And then where we are today, because if you look at corporate earnings, they're very good. If you look at the jobs report numbers, they're very good. The inflation's the culprit right now. So let's get over to these numbers. So what we have right now is in February 27th, we're going to say that's pre-conflict. Here's where some of these numbers were. Okay, the two-year treasury, a lot of people watch that, it's 3.38. A lot of people that are trying to figure out where mortgage rates are going, if they don't have access to that MBS chart I showed you earlier, they look at the 10-year treasury. The 10-year treasury is at 3.97. Okay, and oil at that time was $66 a barrel. Okay, so then what happened? Well, right at the conflict, kind of when it was just getting kicked off, the 2-year treasury went to 3.84. The 10-year went to 4.33. Oil prices went from 66 to 91 and kept their ascent all the way to $120 a barrel. So where are we now? Well, the 2-year treasury is at 4.26. It's actually 80, almost 1% higher than where we were before the war. 10-year treasury, 4.67, about 75 basis points, 0.75% higher. And then you look at oil, 25% higher. So this is the culprits. So the oil's pushing up yields on everything, and this is what's going on. So our real rates, they're there. The Federal Reserve is kind of behind the curve, so I think a lot of people are just taking that for a grain of salt. If I'm the Federal Reserve, I might be sitting on my hands as well. But let's get over to one other thing. Let's look at what's happening today. Okay, you got oil up $2 a barrel. We saw it was at $60-something dollars a barrel before the conflict, went to $120. I'm surprised it's staying sticky at, you know, under $90 a barrel with all the mess we have. So I'm going to say just because of this, it's still staying under $90 a barrel. I'm saying the markets are going to take this in stride. So let's go see what the markets are doing doing right now. Dow Jones, S&P, and the NASDAQ are all up. The Dow Jones is at 52,500. This was 50,000 before the war. So this is still rallying how much of a percentage? Okay, so you're seeing all this behind the scenes because corporate earnings are killing it right now. Here's the news that we had out this week. Let's summarize it real quick, and then let's take a look ahead at next week. Then I'll give you my expectations of what the Federal Reserve is going to do, because now there's, I think, a 70% chance they're supposed to increase rates at the next meeting. But here's what came in this week. We had durable goods orders. Last reading was -4. It came in as a positive 0.3. I'm not saying that's great, but not bad. Consumer confidence is crashing. I don't blame it. My confidence is pretty bad right now as well. FOMC meeting, they came out and kept rates at 3.75. No shock there. Then you start seeing these inflationary numbers. This is, remember the PCE? That's what the Federal Reserve watches. What did it do? Last reading was 0.3. It was supposed to come in at 0.2. It went down to 0.1. You look at it year over year, it was 3.4. They thought it would go to 3.3, and it did. Okay, I'm not saying 3.3 is anything to write home about, but it's a much better projection than where we were a couple years ago when this was 7 or 8%. Then we have GDP kind of taking it on the chin a little bit right through here. Then initial jobless claims came in as well, and it was below 200,000. Thumbs up there. And then you got today, really nothing coming in. Now, next week, there's really not much data coming in. There will be some servicing inflation numbers that we got because we have to keep an eye on inflation. So we have these numbers on Monday, the ISM manufacturing prices and PMI. That's going to give us, you know, where the manufacturing costs are coming from. Tuesday's JOLTS Index, how the economic news is on the employment front, job openings and labor transfers. Then on Wednesday, the ADP payroll numbers. I'm liking the ADP numbers. They're on point lately, but this one's telling us there's only 98,000 jobs created in July. You need 100,000 to kind of stay at net neutral. So we're going to start paying attention at that. And then the servicing PMI. This is what the Chicago Federal Reserve chairman was most worried about, the servicing inflation. We're going to see how that's coming in. Thursday, initial jobless claims continued. And then Friday, we get that new unemployment number that's going to put in. I'm still going to stay at staying sticky at 4.2%. I'm not yet worried about the jobs report numbers. What I'm worried about is the Iranian conflict. So now what's the Federal Reserve going to do in 47 days? You realize they meet about every 50, 60 days. But before we get there, here's what I'm advising my clients right now. If you come in with us with a contract right now, I'm locking you in. And I would advise your realtors, if you're working with a loan officer, just have them lock it in. Don't play the game of, you know, where it's going to go tomorrow. We don't know. Nobody knows. It's basically up to the Iranian conflict. But if you're looking to build or buy down the road, I think you're going to be okay. Watch two things. Watch two things for me. One, watch oil. I just hopefully showed you with all this stuff that oil is the inflation pressure we have right now. I'm saying when the Iranian conflict's over, give it about 30 or 45 days. As long as Iran is abiding by the rules, you're going to start seeing that oil staying down lower and keep going lower. Then that's when the Federal Reserve is going to say, okay, well, maybe we don't need to increase rates. First, let's get over to what's the Federal Reserve going to do in 47 days. So here's what they're saying right now. So let's stamp this one because I want to come back in this in about a week or two. So they're saying there's a 65% chance that they're going to increase rates. Why? See this number right there here, 3.75 to 4. Okay, where it is right now is right through here. It's 3.5 to 3.75. So again, if you push that up to those numbers, well, that's where you're going to be at 3.75 to 4. Then they're going to say as soon as we hit into 2027, they're going to start increasing rates once again. I'm saying, I don't think they're going to raise rates at the next meeting. And it's all going to be on the Iranian conflict and war. So watch those two things I've been advising you. Like I said, my name is Dan Frio. I'm a licensed mortgage loan officer. You're probably watching this to try to get some mortgage advice or try to figure out where mortgage rates are going. But if you already got a quote, let's say you went out there and you put in your application there and then Bankrate and then LendingTree and then all these places, they pulled your credit, ruined your credit, got your quotes back, and do me a favor, pull the best quote and plug it in right up through there, the loan estimate review. I'll do a video, send it right back to you, and I'll go over what our fees would be and what our rate would be. If I can beat that other lender on both of those, I'm hoping to win you as a client. You're a current homeowner and you want me to track your rates, your payments, your everything about your mortgage? Well, plug your information right up into there. It's called RateWatch 2.2. What the initial stage is, put in your mortgage rate that you currently have and what rate you would like to refinance. When the rate hits there, I'll call you, text you, email you. We'll go over what the fees are going to be. And if it makes sense, we'll lock in. So that's where we can help you through there. We have a whole bunch of other information here. If you want to check, see where rates are going for the day as well, you can click right through there. Go through this. It's going to give you all the mortgage content you need on mortgage rates. It's going to give you the drivers for the day, which is the 10-year treasury. It's all so also going to give you the most important movers or economic news for the day here. It's going to tell you the trend for today, like today's trend, not good. It means mortgage rates are going higher, my most recent podcast. And it's also going to give you the predictions markets on what they think the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meeting. It's interesting. Kalshi's saying they're going to hold by 91%. If you go over to Polymarket, it's saying they're going to cut by 100%. Scratching my head on both of these. So make sure you don't really pay attention to the Polymarkets. You pay attention to me and my website right through here. So, folks, that is it for today. Let's go back to the chart. We got a minus 24. It is not a good Friday, so you might want to just turn off for the day, go have some beers, and come back on Monday to see where things are. So thanks for watching. Enjoy the weekend. If you need some help with a mortgage, reach out to me. Otherwise, see you Monday at the opening bell to show you how all this, these, and these start the week. Thanks for watching. Be safe. Bye-bye.